I invite Courtney and her family up at this time. We have a lot to celebrate in this church, don't we? Yes. Hi, everybody. That's great. Awesome. Here, no, just gather right around here. Just make a U-shape around me, all right? Awesome. Awesome. How are you? Huh? Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. This is a moment in the Christian community when we recognize and celebrate the grace of God living in each of us. All this is God's gift, offered to us without price. Baptism is a belonging of God, of God claiming us as His own. It is a beginning of a lifelong journey. Through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our covenant to Christ's holy church. Now, Courtney, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you understand that there are evil powers in this world creating brokenness and suffering, working against God's plan of healing and wholeness? And do you pledge to daily ask for forgiveness for any thought, word, or action of your own that creates brokenness rather than wholeness? Do you accept the freedom, power, and responsibility God gives you to resist this evil that creates injustice and oppression? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to daily and in every situation serve Him as your Lord, working together with the church, which Jesus has opened to all people, no matter what age or race or social standing? Will you nurture this child in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and by your example, she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? Do you desire to have this child baptized into this particular church, community, as well as the faith and family of the entire body of Christ? Acknowledging her need for nurture in a Christian community of caring and concerned people, do you promise to allow this church community, Courtney, to love and care for her by bringing her into the life of the Christian community, to worship, to teach her the glory of our faith, to guide her as she is called into response to the gospel, and to encourage her to be in relationship with other believers as she grows in her faith in God? To all of you, no, wait a minute, to you, can't forget you. Do you, those who are Haley's immediate family, promise to help and support Courtney in her duty as a Christian parent, and give your time and give your protection, give your guidance and your love, providing Haley with further opportunities to explore her growing relationship with God? Now, to you all, would you please stand at this time if you are able? To those who have a spiritual heritage with Haley, this local church community, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Also, recognizing that there are many persons who touch the lives of children beyond their parents, and recognizing that in many ways the church community has as much influence as parents and immediate family, do you, First Church community, promise to help and support Courtney in her parenting, and give your time, and give your protection, and give your guidance and your love, providing her with continuing opportunities to explore her growing relationship with God? Please respond together. With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround Haley with a community of love and forgiveness, that she may grow in her trust in God and be found faithful in her service to others. We will pray for her that she may be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life. And we do promise to support her through our time, our protection, our guidance, and our love. Amen. Please be seated.